Good afternoon. The cool front that brought showers and thunderstorms to parts of the region yesterday continues to slowly slide to the south and east and is situated along the immediate eastern seaboard. On the tail end of this front, a low-pressure wave is working its way down the Ohio Valley. It'll make its way across Pennsylvania and off the Jersey coast south of Long Island through the afternoon hours. On this track, the front will tend to ease back to the north, taking some warmth and humidity along with it. The result will be temperatures in the upper 70s and lower 80s for afternoon highs today. And with the energy associated with the wave and the front, we will have the chance for a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. The best chance for showers and thunderstorms will be along this front and predominantly in the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern Catskills and southern New England. The rest of the region has a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms, but the chances get lower as one heads north of I-90. Overnight tonight, skies will be partly cloudy, and then we'll watch more energy dive in from the north. An isolated shower or thunderstorm cannot be ruled out first thing tomorrow morning with temperatures back into the 50s. That energy will swing through in the northwesterly wind flow, and we do run the risk at a few cool weather showers and thunderstorms during the day. Some of the thunderstorms could produce small hail. Otherwise, we'll have in-and-out sunshine and high temperatures staying in the 70s. After this disturbance passes through on Thursday night, we'll set ourselves for a dry stretch of weather beginning on Friday. High pressure will build in both at the surface and aloft, providing us with mostly sunny skies, and on Friday, high temperatures will be around 80. More sunshine with high pressure overhead on Saturday in the lower 80s, and then the humidity starts to creep back in, still though with plenty of sun mixed with some clouds on Sunday, and highs reaching the middle 80s. It looks like we'll stay in the middle 80s into the early part of next week with the next chance of showers and thunderstorms showing up on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Bertha, located about 400 miles south-southwest of Halifax, Nova Scotia. Bertha is moving toward the northeast near 28 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue through tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds are near 50 miles per hour with higher gusts. Slow weakening is forecast in the next day or so, and Bertha is expected to become a post-tropical or extratropical cyclone by tonight. While no coastal watches or warnings are in effect, as Bertha is expected to remain out over open water, swells generated by the storm will affect portions of the United States East Coast from North Carolina to the southern parts of New England today. These swells are likely to cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions. And tropical storm watches and warnings are out for all of the waters surrounding the Hawaiian Islands as Hurricane Isel is expected to move right over the Big Island tomorrow night. The Hurricane Center forecasts are calling for Isel to weaken to a tropical storm before interacting with the islands. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 41 at Mammoth Lakes, California, and in Barris and Orr, both in Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s, Boston mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms near 80, and in Buffalo, partly sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 61. The record high, 98, set in 1900, and the record low, 45, in 1944. Sunrise this morning at 5:52 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:10 p.m., 14 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with the outside risk of a shower or a thunderstorm and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with a shower or thunderstorm possible by morning and lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon and highs in the lower to mid 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. A mix of sun and clouds today with the outside chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with a shower or thunderstorm possible by morning with lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible and highs reaching the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle to upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with a slight chance of a few showers or thunderstorms around and highs right around 80. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s and a chance of a shower by early tomorrow morning. Tomorrow during the day, in and out sunshine, a scattered shower or thunderstorm from time to time, staying in the 70s. Mostly sunny, 80 on Friday. Mostly sunny, lower 80s Saturday. And a mix of sun and clouds with a bit more humidity for Sunday and Monday, with highs in the middle 80s. The next chance of showers and thunderstorms will arrive on Tuesday. For WAMC, I am News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.